are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, so it looks like we got another Pee Wee Herman story again. We have Fred Willard. I like this guy. Fred Willard, you know, he's an actor that we see in so many movies. He does a lot of voiceovers, but he was in This is Spinal Tap, Best in Show. He's been on Everybody Loves Raymond. Fred Willard, if you don't recognize him by his name, when you see his picture, you're like, oh, that guy. He always plays somebody kind of daffy but likable. Well, I guess he was just arrested in L.A. for lewd conduct in a Hollywood adult movie theater. Of course, his attorney denies it, saying, no, we're going to, you know, he didn't do anything to violate the law. But according to witnesses, pants were down. He was in the movie theater, etc. I'm a little bit in disbelief why this would happen, because in this day and age, you know, people have computers, they have internet, they have smartphones. So I'm surprised there's even a market for adult movie theaters. I mean, I'm surprised there's a place where you go and publicly watch these kinds of movies. You would think people do them now in the privacy of their home. Now, was it 1991 when Pee Wee Herman was arrested? Yeah, I think it was early 90s. So before internet was huge. He was in an adult movie theater doing the same thing. They say his career took a downspin. I never really thought it was at, you know, a peak. You know, I really thought the Pee Wee Herman show was kind of stupid. But, you know, that, you know, people were getting sick of Sesame Street. And I think Electric Company was already off the air. Via Allegra, I don't think, was on the air for much time. And Captain Kangaroo, I think it died. So Pee Wee Herman was, the Pee Wee Herman show was, I think, probably the best they had. And then, you know, he was caught. But, you know, that's a little bit more understandable than now, because there was no internet. I mean, now people see their porn, you know, at work. You're not supposed to, by the way. You know, you could get fired looking at porn at work. And, yeah, what's my crew doing back there? Now, my crew's working hard. So anyway, we'll see what happens. You know, you never hear women getting caught. You don't really hear of women going to these movies and then doing that. I'm just surprised that, and again, in this, you know, Fred's case, it's a legend, of course, but you know that people go to these adult movie stores and that, or these movie houses, and then they have self-sessions, which, you know, we call them because that's an easy, clean word for the radio. And aren't they worried that somebody could see them? Aren't they, you know, or do they think everybody's focusing on the screen? And then does the screen really have that good a plot such that in between sex scenes, you think the people next to you are going to be still glued to the screen? From what I understand, pornographic movies don't have much of a plot. That's why you never see any of them up for the Academy Awards. Has a porn film ever made it in the Academy Awards? Even short film? Long film? Foreign film? No. No. And I think the reason why is you have the sex scenes, and then there's really not a lot of character development. There's, you know, there's the protagonist and an antagonist, usually. I don't know if there's any bad guys in these porn flicks. And usually, you know, when we watch a movie, we like good guy, bad guy, like the movie Troy. The movie Troy was probably one of the most brilliant movies I've seen, not because it had Brad Pitt and Eric Bana and the guy who plays Legolas, but because both sides were against each other and you like both sides. Maybe that's why porn is so appealing, because you like both sides. I don't know. But anyway, so what I guess what confuses me is, how do you sit there and watch a pornographic film, pleasure yourself in public, hoping you don't get caught, while the film has certain sex scenes, and of course you have to wait for the refractory period to end so that they can go back to the next sex scene, and then what do you do in the middle? So anyway, of course he gets caught. You know, you're going to get caught. So, yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame because, you know, I hate seeing people who have, you know, made a name for them, had beautiful careers, pretty successful careers, and then they do something like this, and, you know, that's a shame. Now, speaking of sex and, you know, women versus men, a study came out. Let me see, where were the researchers from? Usually they tell us where the researchers from. University of Granada and Universidad Complutense schools collaborated on a study to figure out what people fantasize about more, women versus men. They say when they looked at men and women, 100% of the people, and they looked at 2,200 Spanish people, todas las personas, had fantasies about sex, 100%. All right, women and men had fantasies about sex, but women's sexual fantasies were actually more frequent than men, but they were more romantic, pleasant, monogamous. Men, on the other hand, their sexual fantasies, right, had orgy, swinger, and some of them homosexual. Some men did have fantasies involving their actual partner, which is a shock because I always thought, like, if my husband fantasized, it'd be any woman but me, right? I mean, you know, after being married so many years, I wouldn't be surprised if my mom was ahead of the list than where I was. But that was kind of nice to know that some men actually think about their partner. Now, you see, they stop short of saying wife. So, you know, you could be a partner of 2 weeks. Big difference than being married 15 years. I don't think my husband loves me. I know he does. I mean, would you fantasize about somebody like me with my voice? Do I appear at all sexually enticing? No. No, I don't blame my husband. Look, all I expect from my husband is to not dump me. If my husband doesn't dump me and doesn't cheat on me, that's all I expect. I don't need flowers. I don't need jewelry. I don't need to be fed. I could feed myself. I just need, you know, him to be there. All right? So don't go away. We're going on break. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
All right, bad to the bone. Nice pun and play on words there, Donovan. All right, guys, welcome back. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOLLY. 1-877.
At the joy they had found.
I love the song. All right. Some of your emails are coming in.
She can tell
Donovan, you got me there?
But I was bad to the bone.
I guess we're going to listen to some music.
Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
All right, Donovan. How you doing over there, Donovan? Someone needs to shut off the music.
Bad to the bone.
There we go. Okay. Hey, you know I'll sing. Look, I could just say I would love to be a DJ and just play music. It's much easier than all these difficult medical studies I have to walk through with you all. All right, one of your emails came through. Doctor, men go to these adult movie houses because they don't get an opportunity to watch porn at home. How many wives do you know would let their husbands watch porn? Oh, you got a good point. You got a good point. We're talking about Fred Willard. He was actually just fired from his show Market Warriors because he was caught performing a sex act while watching an adult movie. And I had asked before the break why would anybody do that when they could be in the comfort of their own home? Because how many people get an opportunity to watch porn at home? If you got kids, you got the wife, you know. But he's in his 70s. Don't you think the wife is out doing something? Right? Playing Mahjong with the girls? right? Don't you think? I don't know if it was during the day or night. I don't know. I don't care. But, you know, they did a study. Didn't they do a study a while back on how many wives allow their men to watch porn? And there's a certain amount. It's not an issue in my house because my husband says he doesn't need to watch porn. I'm all he needs. Yeah. So I don't have to worry. He says he has absolutely no desire. No desire at all. He says, you know, once he married me and had kids, his life's complete. So we don't have to worry about it in our house. If it was an issue, I would probably not mind it. You know, as long as he didn't, you know, make me do some of those moves. I think what they do is they hire people that have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, you know, where you're very elastic. You can hyper extend your joints. You know, some of you have been watching America's Got Talent. I believe the guy's name is Turf, the one that could dance and dislocate his arm. And, you know, gymnasts also are very bendy. Sometimes it could be a stage of, I know I mispronounced it, I apologize, but Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, where you have hyper-elasticity of your ligaments. So I think a lot of people in porn have that. And my husband knows I'm elasticity, ligamentally challenged. And I don't think he's going to pressure me to do any of those moves, but that would be my concern. You know, being in my 40s. And him wanting me to do any of those moves. But he doesn't. He says he doesn't watch porn, so I believe him. All right. This is interesting. A website here called The Frisky lists 10 reasons why men watch porn. Okay? One is they're bored. I've heard about this. If you don't want your man to watch porn, keep him busy. But when they're around the house and they're bored, they'll watch porn. Is that true? You watch it because you're bored? Number two reason is, of course, to satisfy yourself. We won't go there. Number three, no one else was available. I guess if you're afraid that your husband is, you know, seeing porn, make yourself available. I don't think that's the case. I think men who see, you know, watch porn, it's because they like, you know, watching the characters on porn. You know, if they wanted you, they'd go to you. So no, I don't know if that's the case. The gym was closed. No. He thinks porn is hilarious. No. He's lazy. He doesn't want to get up out of his chair, so it's something to do. It's easier than the real thing. Now, this I hear. I hear a lot of people say having self sessions is a lot easier than being involved in sex with a partner. I get that, you know, because, you know, many times I tell my ladies to have their male partner go and take a shower first, especially if women are prone to bladder infections. I'm serious. Okay, and remember, I'm a physician, all right? So I see people coming in. And they have, you know, repeated bladder infections and they get it from sex. And I say, look, we got to make sure he's clean. So have him take a shower first. You may also want to take a shower. So then you're not getting any bacteria in there. And so shower before you have sex. And then you may also want to clean off afterwards. Now, I know you lose a lot of spontaneity. Maybe you could have sex in the shower, I guess. But it's, you know, if you're a woman having multiple bladder infections, you know, how many months are you going to put up with that before you say no more sex? So it's important. But I can understand why that's kind of a big deal. You know, you just want to have sex and be done. You know, 5 minutes or however long it takes. Some men watch porn to pick up some new moves. That I can understand. Some men just want to see Jenna Jameson naked. And then some men watch it for the acting. Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Can we move on? No, we can't move on more. Oh, look at this one. Okay. Stanford professor. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Value Show. Stanford professor says video games and porn will lead to the extinction of men. He says, this is a psychologist, U.S. psychologist Philip Zimbardo, says that overuse of video games and online porn is creating a generation of male misfits, with young men developing arousal addictions that leave them unable to function normally in the real world and develop healthy relationships. Is that true? Are video game junkies unable to keep a woman, keep a partner? You know, girlfriends don't put up with Xbox addicts. We know that. We know a lot of wives are really upset every time Diablo comes out with another game, or what is it, Men of War, Battlefield. I don't even know what my husband plays. I mean, I'm so busy. But if I wasn't busy and I wanted to spend time with him, I wanted some time with my husband, but if I wasn't busy and he was on video games, yeah, I would probably have a problem. In fact, when we were first married, I did have an issue. I wanted to break the computer. So I did. I think maybe he's got a point. His book is The Demise of Guys, Why Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. He says men are growing up, without the need to become social animals because they're spending so much time in the digital world playing video games, etc. They're alone. They aren't, you know, like back in the olden days, you used to spend all day with the guys trying to figure out how to get a girl. And then you got the girl, and then she'd dump you. You'd go back to the guys. The guys would teach you, you know, what you did wrong. You know, oh, you did this wrong, you did this wrong, you did this wrong. Then you try again with a new girl. Well, that's not happening. Guys are by themselves playing video games. Yeah, they may be talking to other people online, but you really don't have that type of interaction or that social interaction, right? You aren't blowing it with a girl, you know, trying to ask her out in front of your buddies. They laugh at you, give you more negative feedback. So I guess it he makes a point. The professor is 79 years old. He co-wrote the book with fellow psychologist Nikita Duncan and said young men who were most likely to use video games and online pornography were being digitally rewired in a way that required constant stimulation. He says the process left them out of sync in a school or work environment. Excessive use of video games and online porn, he told CNN, in pursuit of the next thing, is creating a generation of risk-averse guys who are unable to navigate the complexities and risks inherent to real-life relationships, school, and employment. I get that. They say the study found that porn can become a substitute for healthy face-to-face interactions, social and sexual. Well, you know, I have to tell you, we also have an increase in Asperger's. A lot of Asperger people, whether they're male or female, majority are male, do like to be alone and isolated. So I think a couple things are happening. One is we have such a rise in autistic and Asperger people that are becoming diagnosed more and more often, and these people like to be alone. You know, these people used to be the ones that would just kind of sit home with the book, you know, maybe sit in the rooms and, I don't know, smoke pot or you know, they were more isolationists. So I'm trying to, you know, reword my thoughts here. It's difficult because the computer's on and it's distracting me right now. I got to get this Frisky Men website off. There we go. Put it on Facebook. Okay, now I'm good. So you know, we've already discussed at great length on the show how we are dominated our lives by computers. When we get bored, we go to the computer. We're never bored anymore. We're very spoiled and ADD in that we always need something to stimulate us. All right. We don't wait for a letter in the mail anymore. We don't wait for the phone to ring. We get our messages. We get our texts. We get our emails. If you want to communicate with somebody, you can do it right then and there. You don't have to wait. But we're doing it alone. And so I guess what the psychologist is saying is, you know, men glued to their computers, viewing porn, doing social media, video games, etc., are not interacting like you used to have to interact and learn how to interact. I mean, you know, how many times have we failed trying to ask people out? I failed miserably asking guys out until I figured out how to do it. Yeah, and then I found my husband and I got him to marry me. Now I can't practice anymore because, you know, I'm married. He's got a point there, people. All right, let's hit some more medical headlines when we come back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Android users, don't forget to download the Dr. Dolly app for free. Go to my website. You'll see me there with the icon. Click on that and you'll be able to download the Dr. Dolly app. We are working lightning speed to try to get the iPhone app ready for y'all. So let's talk about this poly pill that's been in the news the last couple days. I know poly pill kind of sounds funny. It's a pill with four medicines in one and has been shown to decrease heart attacks, lower LDL by close to 40%, cut blood pressure by 12%, and it was created by scientists at Queen Mary University of London. They would love people over the age of 50 to take this pill, since they estimate that 28% would benefit by avoiding or delaying a heart attack or stroke during their lifetime. Now, this poly pill, they say, could cut heart disease problems by 72% and 64% for those who start taking the pill at the age of 50. On average, those who benefit, about 1 in 4 patients, will get an extra 11 years of their life. Now, what is in this super pill? Well, it has amlodipine, which is the brand name for Norvasc. Many of you take Norvasc already. Norvasc is the calcium channel blocker we discuss on the show a lot. One of the side effects is the swelling you could get in your ankles when you take the medication, but overall, it's fairly well tolerated. We don't have to monitor the kidneys like we do with some other medications. Very simple to take. Doesn't give you a dry cough like other medications. So amlodipine is one of the pills. Losartan, which is the generic form of Cozaar, one of the ARBs, the angiotensin receptor blockers. We talk about that medication a lot on our show. It was one of the first ones, I think the only ones right now to be generic. Hydrochlorothiazide, which is a water pill. Many of you have already had attached to your blood pressure medication. And then they throw in there a cholesterol-lowering medication like simvastatin. Now, this polypill isn't anything new. Caduit is a medication that Pfizer came up with that had amlodipine and atorvastatin or Lipitor. So basically it was a Norvasc-Lipitor combo because Norvasc was a Pfizer drug. Lipitor was a Pfizer drug, so come up with combo. It was a brilliant idea, but I couldn't get insurance to pay for it. You know, I would love for my patients who take four or five medications to kind of combine it all in one. So Caduit came out. And, you know, I thought this would be probably one of my most prescribed drugs, and it just didn't work. Now, maybe it's because many of my patients couldn't tolerate the Norvasc or amlodipine because they had leg swelling. Maybe it's because Lipitor didn't handle the cholesterol as well as Crestor. And I think a big part of it was I couldn't get insurance to cover it. Insurance would cover the Norvasc and the Lipitor separately. So, you know, but this is a polypill. We're talking four medications in one. It said it was tested on a group of 84 men and women over the age of 50 who were given either the polypill or a placebo and then switched on the opposite tablet after 3 months. What are they talking about, opposite tablet? Probably the placebo. I don't want to go into the study too much. I mean, I'm looking at this, you know, for any of you that already take cholesterol medicine, like simvastatin, which is the generic form of Zocor, okay, for many of you that already take statins and an ARB, like Avalide has the water pill attached to it, Benicar with the water pill, Hyzar is basically Losartan with the water pill attached. So many of you are already on these medications. So the fact that they could formulate one big pill is cool. All right. I mean, I'm assuming this is oral. I hope it's not a suppository. But then again, I mean, how big is this pill? I mean, from what I understand, it's oral. But I mean, a polypill makes you think it's one big sucker, huh? But, you know, it's not that new and exciting like they're trying to make it out to be, because these are medications that we've been taking all along for blood pressure and high cholesterol. Now, my only concern is they're just shy of saying, do they want everybody over 50 on this medication? Is that what they're trying to tell us? Where we just lower the blood pressure and lower the cholesterol no matter what? Because they don't seem to be saying for people that have high blood pressure and have high cholesterol. Now, do most people over 50 have one of those conditions? I'd say a good amount. I wouldn't say most, but I'd say a good amount. Would I take that medication having low blood pressure and cholesterol normal? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Do I think it could extend life? Yeah. Yes, I do. I do. You know, I mean, our goal now is to try to get your cholesterol as low as we can without it being too low, and to keep your blood pressure as low as we can without it getting too low, because we find that the lower the blood pressure, you know, from going from 130s down to the 120s or the 110s, increases life expectancy. And we also know that the lower cholesterol, especially the bad cholesterol, LDL, does well too. I just don't think we in America are ready to take medications when, you know, we're going through this healthcare crisis like we are, and with poor medication coverage. And this polypill is made up of a bunch of generics. And usually whenever you make a combination pill with a bunch of generics, it usually has brand name price. So I don't know how cheap this puppy would be. They say it shouldn't be terribly expensive, but, you know, to whom? Now, you know, with diabetics, they pushed a few years ago that everybody who's a diabetic be put on a cholesterol medication. That I agree. I agree with that wholeheartedly, because people who are diabetic are more prone to heart disease, are more prone to clogging their arteries. Diabetics have the sticky plaques stickier than non-diabetics. And by the way, high fructose corn syrup, whether you're diabetic or not, very evil. Stay away from that. I know it tastes good. You know, I love Slurpees. Love the Slurpee. But that high fructose corn syrup, boy, does it like to stick and clog up those arteries. So, You know, with diabetics, we already have to put you on a blood pressure medication, an ACE inhibitor, an ARB to protect your kidneys. You're already on a diabetic medication. And then, you know, we want to throw a cholesterol medication on you. I think for the diabetics, a polypill may work because they're already taking half a dozen medications. So we'll see where this goes. It's kind of interesting. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, don't forget, by the way, to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. All right, this is interesting. All right, London wants to open up a restaurant that has healthy hot dogs. And we're talking like hot dogs made of real meat. Now, many people think hot dogs are meat, and they are, but from what we understand, there's this pink slurry in these hot dogs form when chicken carcasses are squeezed through metal grates and blasted with water. They say there's pork trimmings, there's food colorings, preservatives, flavorings, more water, and then they squeeze them into plastic tubes, cook them, and package them. And so I guess this new London restaurant wants to make hot dogs from fresh quality cuts, seasoned, smoked, like the old German way. You know, how hot dogs and sausages used to be, you know, in Frankfurt, they were, you know, pork, and they were, they could have been a variety of meats, but the majority pork. And they, you know, mashed up the pork, and, it didn't have all this extra additive and bologna stuff like we put in now. I mean, no, sorry, I can't say bologna, but you know what word I want to say. So they say traditional hot dogs are made from pork trimmings. The pieces left over after chops, bacon, and ham have been cut away, along with chicken or turkey. The meat is ground into a paste, mixed with water, preservatives, flavoring, and colors. It's a shame I'm hungry, because this actually sounds pretty good. They say hot dogs, whether they're in America or UK, are very similar. They say some hot dogs, like Red Dog varieties, contain very little meat. They have 64% mechanically recovered chicken. 17% is pork. Now, mechanically recovered meat is a slimy paste created when a carcass, stripped of all the traditional cuts, is forced through a metal sleeve and blasted with water. Huh. Apparently, this process was banned for beef, but is still permitted for pigs and poultry. Now, this is, of course, in Europe. I don't know what's going on in America, but I doubt it's any different. All right, they talk more about how they make these, especially with the sodium nitrate that could put us at risk for cancer. Oh, gosh, I'm hungry now. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
The smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, remember the sodium nitrite issue where the World Cancer Research Fund had carried out a study last year saying people that eat 1.5 hot dogs a day or processed meat, about 50 grams of processed meat a day, increase their chances of getting bowel cancer by 20%. They believe, of course, the nitrates are largely to blame. We were just talking about hot dogs and what's in hot dogs, even though that made me hungry. Why is it? Why are hot dogs so appealing? Is it because they're pink? Is it because of their shape? I think it's because of the ease at which to eat it. You know, I mean, when you're at a game, whether you like the taste of hot dogs or not, you'll choose the hot dog. I think it's easy to hold. I think it's easy on the eyes. And not just so much with the, you know, maybe because it's a uniform color. They're a lot more difficult to mess up. You know, you cook the hot dog or you don't, as opposed to the hamburger. You got to make sure the cheese is right and the lettuce and all that. A lot more could go wrong with a hamburger than a hot dog. And, you know, hot dog sales have not gone down. People still eat hot dogs. They still like hot dogs. Now, one of my favorite hot dogs is Heber National. I like that. Yeah, they still have preservatives. You know, I mean, remember, any processed meat has to have preservatives in it. All right? I think the nitrates also keep it from turning gray. I mean, there's a lot of things these do. Like some hot dogs, they still use MSG, you know, to enhance the flavor. MSG gives it a meaty type of taste, even though MSG can cause allergies and headaches and dehydrations. You know, there's a couple others. They say potassium and sodium triphosphates. Those are used as a stabilizer, a buffer. They give the hot dog a firmer texture. I'm getting this from the Daily Mail. They keep it at the right acidity and allows oils and fats to kind of mix with it. They're also used in detergents and water softeners, flame retardants, but they say no health problems consuming them. You also got polyphosphates in these hot dogs, which is an emulsifier and another stabilizer, improving the texture of the hot dog, stops the fat from going rancid, also, I guess, helps prevent food poisoning bugs. Again, they say the body breaks it down into phosphate, it should be okay. There's a form of vitamin C called sodium ascorbate. It's an antioxidant. Don't get excited. No, not that kind. And acidity regulator that stops meat losing its red color. It could cause skin irritation sometimes. There's carmine, which is another word for the red dye, cochineal. This red dye is what we talked about earlier in the year, where, remember, was it Starbucks or one of the coffee houses had to stop using it because it's from bugs? The cochineal is made from crushing up the shells of beetles. And then the shells are boiled in ammonia or sodium carbonate. The color is filtered off, and then they use this color in yogurts, lipstick, pink icing, etc. It could cause allergies, anaphylactic shock. I've never seen a person go through that. But hot dogs do have that color from beetles. And then, of course, they throw some paprika extract in there. And so that's just some of the things in your hot dog. But a lot of us don't realize we're eating processed meat. You know, we think we're going to a sandwich shop and, you know, they put the meat there and they say all fresh. Right. Well, yes, it could be made with fresh ingredients, but the meat was processed. You know, if you don't eat fresh meat that you just killed, it has to be stored and processed and frozen and shipped. All right. So just think about, like, even with fish, you know, yeah, fresh fish. I'm like, is it fresh? Well, it's fresh frozen, you know. And so, you know, realize that things now, I believe fresh frozen is a heck of a lot healthier than some hot dogs that we eat. But, you know, I think a lot of us misread what some of these restaurants or stores advertise as. I'm good. I didn't eat, you know, processed meat that day. Well, yeah, you probably did. I mean, if there was meat in your sandwich, it probably was processed meat. Now, what's, and many of you are like, well, where do I get non-processed meat? Where do I get, you know, I would really suggest you go to the market, you get the meat, you cook it up, make yourself a salad. You know, make yourself some ground round out of it. You know, make yourself some meatballs that you could kind of season and then, you know, freeze and then warm them up later during the week. You know, cooking your food fresh is the best bet. And, you know, I also have to remind everybody, cut back on the meat. You know, I think we eat too much meat. I don't know what decade it was when we thought we needed to have meat for dinner. You know, meat for dinner. You know, when I was younger and from the stories, you know, I've learned from my family, I mean, meat was you had meat when you were wealthy, you know, for dinner. You know, most of the time your meals weren't always meat. All right. Unless you like my grandmother had chickens in the backyard. So you take the chicken and kill the chicken and cook the chicken. She didn't have enough. I mean, you know. But, you know, she'd cook a chicken dinner once in a while, and that's where she got her chicken. So, you know, nowadays, you know, we're having meat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's meat in our breakfast. There's meat in our lunch. There's meat in our dinner. And breakfast, especially on the farm, used to be the biggest meal. You know, it was okay to eat some sort of meat with your breakfast. Your breakfast was more of your biggest meal. But your lunch and dinner were supposed to be smaller. So we do things very differently now. And I think we do things a heck of a lot more harmful, and especially to our hearts, and that's how we have all these kind of weird diseases. But Dr. Dahiah, we live longer than we did 100 years ago. Good point, but I don't think it's the hot dogs. All right, now what else has been kind of dangerous? This is kind of a crazy story. There was a couple who went to Turkey to celebrate their sixth wedding anniversary with their three children. And from what I understand, they went to, well, this is kind of fancy, they went to a Turkish resort of Marmaris. I've never been to Europe. I've never been to Asia. I've never been, so, you know, some of you may be like, oh, that's fancy. For the rest of us, we're like, I don't know. But anyway, Turkey, I mean, you know, sounds like they serve meat there. But the couple of their two children ended up in the hospital with severe burns after a bottle of alcohol held by their waiter exploded in their faces as he attempted to flambé their fish dinner. Apparently, one of them threw himself from a 20-foot-high window to stop the fire from spreading to others. Unfortunately, the 2-year-old baby daughter suffered burns. The 15-year-old also suffered burns. I mean, everybody lived. All the family, you know, was treated with second-degree burns, third-degree burns. But somebody was flambéing the food. And I guess when the bottle exploded, the fire and the alcohol spread, and it... Oh, that's crazy. I don't trust bottles. I never have. And many of you don't know the story. When I was doing a chemistry project, I was working on a chemistry project for the science fair. And my teacher, since I got straight A's, let me out of class. And so while the class was going on, I got to work on my my chemistry project and my science experiment. And, yeah, I did win first place. First prize, it was great. But I was walking around with a sulfuric acid bottle, and while I'm walking around with it, talking to my friend who was hanging out with me ditching class, I felt something burn. And as I tried to put the sulfuric acid bottle, it was huge. We're talking about, you know, multiple gallons. As I tried to just put it down on the tile because I wasn't near any counter and it was burning, before it even hit the ground, it exploded. And it bounced up on my shirt, so my shirt got holes in it. My father had to come to school to give me more clothes, because otherwise, you know, people would be throwing dollar bills at me. My friend sustained burns all on her legs from the sulfuric acid. It ate through the floor, and I never dropped the bottle. I was in the process of putting the bottle down. Now, probably, maybe it might have, you know, barely touched the floor, but I remember putting it down carefully and the thing exploded. And I just don't trust bottles. The only bottle I trust are like those 2-liter soda pop bottles. But since we don't drink soda, I can't really, you know, rest easy with bottles in my house, because those are the only bottles. Unless, of course, I dump everything out of the soda bottle and I put sulfuric acid in that, but I'm sure it'll burn through. But I don't use sulfuric acid anymore, so it's a moot point. All right, guys, great show. Stay with us for another couple hours. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. And don't forget to download our Droid app for free for you Android users. And follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.